I just think for both teams, it's just going to be a good series. Like, obviously, it's disappointing we can't play in Pakistan. But, you know, we're both two teams who like facing each other in the heat of the battle, and we sure got a big heat of battle here. So, now we're looking forward to the challenge, and it's going to be great. Well, this goes back to the week that we had in Darwin recently before we came here. We had, you know, a fantastic sit out there. You know, Justin Langer put forward to them that we needed some wickets that were turning and going to be challenging. And, you know, from our team point of view, our batters took a lot out of that. The balls were turning square and going over guys' heads and were doing all sorts of things, and the boys adapted very well. You know, we did the basic things, trying to get off strike, trying to use, you know, each other's knowledge, try and rotate as well as we possibly could. And I think the boys definitely, you know, challenged themselves in that area, and they got through it pretty well. And it just takes it into this series where we knew that we were going to face a lot of spin bowling. I think they got three spinners in their team, and they'll probably play three spinners against us. And we're looking forward to that challenge. And, you know, we see it as a bonus as well. Well, as you know, I'm coming up against these bowlers, so I haven't really faced them before. I actually faced both of them in a 2020 game. That was in England, so the ball wasn't turning as much. I've faced Shade in Australia as well, Australian conditions. Haven't really faced him in turning conditions as yet. And that's what I'm looking forward to. I think the challenge for me personally is to keep trying to rotate the strike. That's the part of my game that I've got to keep working on, and if I can do that, you know, it'll be good for the team. Well, then there's the other side is too, the bowler's got to bowl with a brand new ball, and you know, the ball might not turn as much, and also gives us a bit of an advantage to take the sting out of the middle for the other guys. You know, you can only bowl 10 overs if they're going to, you know, bowl up front. You know, they're two key bowlers up front. That middle period's obviously going to do something for our middle order. And if me and Matty can get through that tough time at the top and get us, you know, into a good position without losing any wickets, then it sets us up for the end of the overs. We're playing for Australia. I'm going to be taking it serious as I always do. You know, anytime we walk out there with the Australian cap on, we, you know, it's just a thrill. We always pinch us. I pinch myself every time I get up out of bed, knowing I'm going to train for Australia and then I'm going to go play for Australia. So I treat it as another game as it is. And in preparation, as I've just said, you know, we've prepared, you know, that whole week in Darwin, and you know, basically all our lives growing up practicing, you know, against spin, against quick bowlers. So it hasn't really changed in our mind for what we're going to face against Pakistan, because our first game is against Afghanistan. So we're looking forward to that challenge as well, and we know what they're capable of over here. Well, as you say, you know, everyone says that, you know, we some of us struggle against spin bowling, and we know they're going to have a lot of spin bowlers as well. And as we know, as I've said, that we've practiced very hard the last couple of weeks against spin bowling, and we know that, same as with other teams, some continent teams that come to Australia, their spinners get taken out of the equation a little bit, and they have to play their three fast bowlers and one spinner. So we know that over here we're going to have to, you know, be at our best and, as I say, keep rotating that strike through the middle periods or the tough periods. Well, we don't get to see much of their footage because a lot of the games aren't really coveraged enough. So, you know, we're expecting a team that's, you know, are jumping out of their skin to play against Australia. So, you know, they're the type of people that can bring anything to the table, and we're looking forward to that challenge as well. Yeah, 100%. It's where I got to find in my game where I can't just go, all right, three dots, then try and hit a boundary, then there's four dots, and then get off strike. So I've wasted five balls and I've got one run for the team. So, you know, and the other thing is for me as well is not to get bogged down where if I face three dot balls, not to try and hit one out the park and get out. So that's the soft dismissal, and, you know, that's accountability for me and puts the team in a situation where, you know, if for hindsight, if we're three or four down in a tough situation, that just says it's soft and, you know, I'm not playing for the team. So, you know, in my mind, rotating the strike is a thing that I want to get out of this tour, and if I can, you know, rotate the strike as well as I can and hit my boundaries, it's going to be good for the team. Oh, it's obviously a lead-up to the, you know, the World T20, and, you know, that's perfect practice for us, and it's another challenge for us as well with the conditions. We know what we're capable of playing like in Australia. It's just, you know, we've played enough cricket in the IPL to know what the conditions are like on these kind of wickets, and, you know, we've all adapted to it. I'm pretty sure everyone has played 2020 cricket on these kind of wickets, and everyone knows how to adjust their game for it.